Well, at this point in time for the Eagles and Cowboys, all the preparation is over. And you know, at this point in time for you and me, we could say the same thing. If the past 3.5 weeks have been a time of preparation, the preparation is over. We stand now just 3 days away from Christmas, and I could hear our Lord saying, "Ready or not, here I come." Gratefully, we have an image of readiness in the gospel today. And it's in the person of Saint Joseph. I think if we were to ask Joseph if he was ready, he would smile. And he might ask us to define the question a little more. You see, without a doubt, Joseph was ready. He was ready to marry the most beautiful girl he had ever met. A woman that he wanted to live the rest of his life with forever. They were betrothed, part of the wedding engagement. Maybe they dreamed of a house in Nazareth. Maybe 3 kids or 4. Maybe even 5. Without a doubt, Joseph was ready to marry Mary. And as we know, something happened. We might say life happened. In Joseph's case, it was Gabriel that happened. And he reveals this plan to Mary. Talk about an interruption. Was Joseph ready? We find him today ready to respond. And he has devised a good plan because he was a good man. He planned it out that he would resolve this by quietly divorcing Mary. This would protect her and him, her family and his family, from the shame that was to come. It would be the best move in this good man's mind, in this good man's thinking, both for his beloved and for himself. He was ready. And then as we hear, Gabriel came to him. Today's gospel really is beautiful. It's the first chapter of Matthew. And Gabriel comes to Joseph. And in this gospel, we see a readiness in Joseph that we might not have recognized before. He was ready to do whatever the will of God required. He loved God that much. And he did what was required. He took Mary into his home. This gospel shows us a different type of readiness. That Joseph was ready not just with his plan and the plan of his family, the plan for his situation. But he possessed a readiness that was available to whatever would change. He possessed a readiness that would be faithful and flexible. In other words, the readiness of Joseph for the will of God made for Christmas. Joseph could have been ready in his own way. And he was. But that did not get in the way of God's way, which is about what we're to celebrate in 3 days. What a beautiful witness of readiness. Are you ready for Christmas? Maybe. I'm sure it will be beautiful. Look at this church. We're ready, right? And it's beautiful. But is there a readiness for what God would have? Is there an availability, a flexibility, an openness for the birth of Christ? This past Advent, one of our parishioners told me a quote from Chesterton, and it's a good one. I forgot it, but it irks me. Chesterton said this. He said, "Anything worth doing is worth doing badly." That bothers my perfectionism. It really does. It might bother some people here. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly. What's the point? The point is to know what's worth doing. Could it be that in all of our doings, the dinner, the decorations, the last-minute gifts, that we're missing the most important thing? I think it could be. The point of Chesterton is not to get stuck, not to miss the opportunity for what's needed most. Ready or not, he's coming. And to be available to him, no matter how poorly or badly, can be an important thing. Joseph really shows the way. In the end, he said, "I'm ready, Lord. Here I am." And here we are. Were you ready for marriage? For the kids that came your way? Was I ready to be a priest? Was I ready to be a pastor? Maybe, maybe not. Was Joseph ready? We know this. He was willing to do the will of God, no matter what. May we be able to say the same. Ready or not, we are willing.